very warm welcome to one and all. Now we have a Mandarin service. Whenever I go to the Mandarin service, which is not very often, I'm very impressed and encouraged by the way they welcome their new members and welcome to those who need that special welcome. They clap. Somehow in our congregation, we are shy and do not clap. Now tonight, I'm going to suggest we have a contingent from Vietnam. Where are they? Can we see them? Are they in hiding? All right. You see the four of them? Yeah. Welcome. Please sit down. They came to Singapore to seek medical help over a year ago. And in the course of treatment, came to know our member, Dr. Thomas Gua, who witnessed to them. Today, the family have all come to believe in the Lord Jesus, plus over 40 members and friends. Isn't that great? Now, the second person I like to suggest we welcome is none other than Elder and Mrs. Xia in front here, William Xia. It's so good. So good to hear our hands, not just to see one another. Now I must proceed, get on with my job. How good to be with you for yet another time of worship. As I was preparing to speak, I thought to myself, what shall I speak on? Of course, I chose the topic myself, Second Eden. What is Eden? What is the first Eden? Now, dear friends, as I was thinking, I thought maybe I should tell you something about the news. So I asked for internet news, and this is what I got. There is a tornado striking the city of Oklahoma in America. Not once, but twice within the week. How terrible. For that we don't clap. And it says dozens of people were hurt and killed. So that is the news from America. More news. Earthquake and tsunami hit Japan very recently. And according to the news report here, it says magnitude is 9 on the Richter scale, and there were 19,000 deaths. And others wounded. How terrible. So what have I told you? Bad news. Bad news. Whether you agree or not, it is not good news. Now here it is. What's wrong? You know, whenever a product is not functioning, you say, see the maker. Send it back. Here it is. Creation is in trouble. What must we do? Go back to the Creator. Of course, that is the correct thing to do, but ignorant people say, well, bad luck. Bad luck. Dear friends, Tonight we are talking of God's work and God's word. So we begin at the beginning so that you understand why there are things like tornadoes, tsunamis and earthquakes. What are they telling us? There is a message. All right, we go back to the beginning. In the beginning, long time before you or any one of us was born. That's a long time ago. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And God saw everything was very good. Please understand, we have a Creator who makes perfect creation. When was this? In the beginning. And none of us was there to see it except God Himself and the first man. The first man lived in a place called Eden. God formed man and planted a garden in the place called Eden. And put man in charge on probation. You know what is probation? On test. See whether he will perform before he is approved. And sadly, he did not perform well. So we have here the wonderful verse written by the Apostle Paul. He says, as by one man, sin entered into the world. You ask me, what is sin? Do you know? You know what is sin when you commit it at once. God's conscience in your heart tells you, hey, you've done something wrong, something not good. So Paul says, as by one man, sin entered into the world, so death, all these 19,000 deaths and injuries in Japan, where did it come from? Because man sinned. Without sin, there is no death. And man has to die because they have broken God's law. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Is there any exception? Do you think you are good enough? Oh, dear friends, tonight, as they say, we are back to basics. We want to know, why is the world in this sort of condition? Why is there are hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons? Why? Why do we die? Yes. Do you ever wonder? About a week ago, I read in the Straits Times, good news. Now Singaporeans can live to 80 years old and above. Ah, you think it's so good, isn't it? Singaporeans can live, females, by the way, I congratulate the women here. The hope of you, women folk, to live is 5 years better than male. Amazing, in Singapore. Whereas men live average 80. Women 85. Now, when the time comes, we all have to go anyhow. Whether you like it or not, you have to go. Why do we die? Why? You know, there are many causes of death, but I have summarized for you very simply. Disease, all kinds of disease, which affect even the newborn. It is a sad thing to give birth and the child to die. What we call neonatal death or infant death. Oh, how sad it is to the parents.
death from violence, such as tornado, earthquakes, and tsunamis. You know what is tsunami? Do you know what is the cause of tsunami? Tsunami is a Japanese word which describes the tidal wave that comes when the sea bottom shakes. When earthquake affects the sea bottom, I hope you understand, you follow, huh? And if you take a basin of water and shake the basin, the water goes into ripples. This is a tsunami. That kind of violence shakes. The earthquake may be 1,000 miles away, but the wave shakes until people are overwhelmed. Do you know a tsunami is the most fearful thing? Much more frightening than a tornado, I can tell you this. Because you see it coming. And how high is a tsunami? How high is the tidal wave? 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 to 50 feet when it is bad. Oh well, you can see the thing is higher than the ceiling. And the water is coming like a massive wave at the speed of 50 to 100 miles an hour. Brushing anything, everything aside. Violence, people die. Why do people die? Natural disasters, I've just mentioned. And old age. People say, congratulations. I say, you should say, commiseration. Very sorry you're living so old. In other words, the fellow you're talking to thinks, hey, you're wishing me to die soon. So it is. Why do people die? Why? We must know the reason. Why do we die? You ever ask yourself, why? The Bible, as I said, you have anything wrong with the product, see the maker. And the maker tells you, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The price of sin is death. There is no exception to that rule. So we are getting down to basics tonight. All because of one man. Who was that one man? That very important one man. Who was he? The first man. Adam. Oh dear friends, violence and crime is not the product of evolution. Where the evolutionists teach that all these creatures compete with each other and they kill each other to get to the top of the pile. No, dear friends, but we are susceptible to evil deeds all because the first man, our first ancestor, sinned. And that is called the fall. Yeah. Because of the fall, it brought on the curse. What curse? The Maker says, the soul that sins, it will die. It must die. It is my holy law. You cannot break it. It is so precise and absolutely applicable. You cannot run away from it. You sin, you die. So that is called the curse. And besides that, the process of dying is accompanied by fear, shame, pain, conflict, disease, suffering, and everything leads to one climax. Can you believe it? The climax of life is death. Oh, dear friends, I say, now the leader of men, I say there was no greater leader of men than Moses, who wrote this Psalm 90, Psalm 90 verses 10 and 12. He says, the days of our years, and listen carefully, this applies to you and me. The days of our years are 70. How much is that? 70. I used to think 70 is a long, long way ago. Long way to go. And I, as a teenager, must look up to the people in the clouds, as it were, who are now above 30. I say, when shall I ever get to 30? Today I look at 30 down below. I passed 30 long time ago. All right, you've attained 80 plus. You say, congratulations. I say, you should say, commiseration. Yes, bad luck. Why are you living so long? Why? So, what have you gained? Moses says, stop a while and think, consider. When you live long, you just add on sorrow and labor. More toil to keep alive. To most of you younger men, I see, I think, I can hardly see anyone who has reached that age like I have. And you do not understand that to live at 80 and plus is a burden, please understand. Even to take a step, it is heavy, troublesome. It is a burden. So Moses says, look, wake up. Don't you think that you're so great and lucky? No. You are just adding more labor and sorrow. So I say, let us all think back. And you know, as I review the statistics, I'm struck by this one thing, that the statistics of man's longevity or lifespan, from the time of Moses to now, 3,500 years, you know, 3,500 years, the lifespan has not increased much. Moses thought of, if by reason of good health, you live to 80. I told you a moment ago, Singapore people are very happy now to know, by statistics, we can live up to 80 years old. But actually, it has been like that. From the time of Moses, how long ago? 3,500 years ago. Man's lifespan has changed little. So, no difference. No difference. Whether you live then or now, it is about the same. Death is now part of living. It is a living death, as it were. Death, you know, you think, oh, I must go to Orchard Road and see how people live. Ah, this is only one side of the story. The place to see how people live is Choa Chu Kang and not Orchard Road, you know. Go to Choa Chu Kang and see all of them under the ground 6 feet. All of them. Then you ask yourself, ah, this is the kind of living that we are going through, all of us. So tonight, I hope you sleep well. So we say, you know, when we started the church many years ago, we used to sing a chorus, this world is not our home, we are just a passing through. How true, how true. You say, never mind, I must buy that condominium, it's so good. 3 times tells me every day, oh, it blows the whole thing up to the sky. I must get my condominium. I said, this world is not your home. Yes, beautify it, live in it, but before you realize it, you've got to leave it. We are just passing through. So, what are we talking about tonight? I say, we are talking reality. What is the reality? We all pass, we all face a future that is bleak for all of us. No matter how great and how rich and how able you are, no matter how strong, whether you are Miss Singapore or Mr. Universe, Charles Atlas used to show his muscles and he can fly through the air. I say, that's only a side of the story. No matter how strong, very soon, you're gone. So, this is man's need. Your need and my need. We need life beyond death. We need life beyond life, this life. So, in man's need, God promises, yes, my plan is perfect. God's plan is perfect. Do you know that? I had a friend. He's one of the big men in town. And he said to me, hey, you say you have a God. Tell me how clever is your God. If he were like my CEO, or if my CEO were like your God, I would have sacked him long ago. See how the world is in a mess. No, dear friends. The mess is not because of God. I've told you. From the beginning, it is man who brought in the mess. The Lord rules. Above all this confusion, above all the sadness and the death, the Lord rules. God's law prevails. All nature, God promises, look to me, all you ends of the earth, and I will give you life, beyond life, life beyond death, life that is superior and overcomes death. God says, look to me. That is why we come tonight. That is why we sit here and listen to the gospel. What is gospel? What is gospel? You tell me. It's good news. That in Jesus Christ, you have victory over death. And the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord in due time. Now, God sent a prophet called Isaiah. Isaiah's prophecy, which we read earlier more in the evening. What does Prophet Isaiah say in his prophecy? He looks down the ages and he's able to tell you what's going to happen according to God's plan. Isaiah was God's servant and prophet, inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak and to write. And he says, this man, Jesse, will have a son called David. And David will have a son called Jesus. Jesus is the one who is the cause of our being here tonight. And he will bring in healing, righteousness, equity. Here is a glimpse of millennial blessings. What is the millennium? It is something we can all look forward to. 1,000 years of freedom from earth pains. Amazing is coming in Lord Jesus. In that day, Jerusalem, God's city. Do you know that Jerusalem is the only city on earth that has a double in heaven? There are two Jerusalems, the heavenly Jerusalem of God that will come down to earth, besides the one that you can see if you take a flight 7 hours from here. You can land there and see. Jerusalem shall be full of the knowledge of God. The word of the Lord goes out from Jerusalem to all the world. What is this word about? The gospel. The gospel that God saves. The Son of God is the solution to the problems of this earth. So we started tonight with bad news. I said, now we have good news. And the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. This is an expression. In that day, when the missionaries of the gospel go out and preach the gospel, it will fill the earth with the knowledge of God. How to escape the sting of death. For which reason we are here tonight. And during the millennium, God will demonstrate to us how the nature in animals and plants will change. This is a prediction, a prophecy. It's not yet, but it comes. When the Lord has come, that is why we all look forward to the Lord's coming. When the Lord comes, He is the root of Jesse, and He will teach all men the ways of God. The nations will stop killing one another. They will beat swords into plowshares, using the skill for peaceful advantage and not for an advantage to kill a neighbor. Spears into pruning hooks, and no more to learn war, to send young people to academies of martial arts. How to kill your neighbor. Make yourself stronger than the other person and to overcome him by war. No, no, no. God's word will bring peace and not war. So, when that happens, we're back to where we were. Remember, I said, in the beginning, God planted a garden, and the place where the garden was planted was called Eden. Where do you find it? Genesis chapter 2. Yes, read, turn to it and read it. And Eden will be replicated again, a second time, when wolf will dwell with the lamb, leopard with the kid. Stop being afraid of cobras. No more. It says a child can play at the cobra's hole and not get bitten, because cobras by then are tame, and I don't know how they become very lovely creatures. And the cow and the bear will feed on grass. Can you think of lions and bears eating grass? This is coming in the millennium. And a little child shall lead all the wild animals. You say, sounds like a fantasy. Sounds like a fantasy. Oh, dear friends, salvation in the Lord is, sometimes you think it is a fantasy. And the Lord shall recover His remnant people, all the Jewish people who have been dispersed because of racial hatred. No, do you know? Thousands and millions of Jews have lost their lives. Either they are banished away or sent to the gas chambers. Do you know of a man called Hitler? He alone, by his own evil scheme, killed 6 million Jews in the German gas chambers. Now God will have mercy on his people. During the millennium, they will be regathered to the Holy Land. We have seen a foretaste of this. Amazing! A miracle of miracles in the 20th century, in the year 1948. What happened in 1948? Here it is. In the year 1948, when a lot of you were not born yet, 1948, Israel was born, reborn. Suddenly, for 2,000 years, there is no nation called Israel. Suddenly, it was announced. By whom? By the Jews themselves. From where? From Jerusalem. We are now a people. We are gathered, regathered in the land. Who did it? Who did it? How did the Jews come back? Why is it? I was at a medical conference in 1964. And the place I went to was called Tasmania in Australia. In order to attend a medical conference, and one of my colleagues, an Australian doctor, said to me, "You know, after this trip, I'm going to sell my practice." I said, "Hey, what's happening? You are a young man." He says, "No, you know, I'm a Jew." "Ah, but he's Aussie, Australian Jew, and he's going to sell out his practice." And I said, "Where do you want to go?" "Jerusalem." "Ah, dear friends, what is happening? Israel is reborn. What happened to them? Why is it?" "Answer, do you know why? Can you tell me? Was he failing in his practice in Australia that he gets a better chance in Jerusalem?" "No, not at all. He's very successful. But the Spirit of the Lord is working in the hearts of many, many Jews. Why does a professor in Moscow give up his professorship and become a bus driver in Jerusalem? Why? And not one, but thousands and hundreds of thousands. You know that when Israel was declared, there was hardly a million Jews in Israel. Today there are over 7 million Jews in Israel. Why? Why did they go back in all the adverse circumstances? They have to sell away and to emigrate. Why? Just as in 1948, Israel was reborn. It says the fig tree is budding, putting forth branches. The fig tree, which had been dead for 2,000 years. Have you been to Jerusalem? Oh dear. We have another trip next year. Join them and then you'll see. They say this, look at this tree. It's 2,000 years old. Yes. And that tree suddenly puts forth a branch and leaves. This is a picture of what is happening with Israel. Who is doing it? Who? You? Why should the Jews all go back to Israel? What for? Answer: God is moving. God is touching their hearts and sending them back. Now, during the millennium is from the return of our Lord Jesus until 1,000 years from then. It is a span of 1,000 years, during which time the earth will be restored not to its perfection, but near perfection. And then the Lord will give a new heaven and new earth. This earth, this world is not our home. Please understand that. I don't mean that you start off selling your apartment tomorrow and emigrate to where? I don't know. Anyhow, we are not Jews. And you cannot go to Jerusalem. Yes, you will not be allowed to enter unless you are a Jew. So, during the millennium of Jesus Christ, when the Lord Himself will rule, oh dear friends, the man on the cross show His power by returning to life. That is why we love Him so much, because He is the only one who has overcome death. And for what? For you and for me. We who believe in Him and put our trust in Him will have that, and then we will enjoy His salvation rule in the millennium at the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's why this series of meetings at Sunset Gospel Hour has been captioned "Ready for the Rapture." What is the rapture? When the Lord returns, we shall be changed. Suddenly, all of us will become spacemen. You will take up in space without a spacesuit. Much better than you say today. Wow, China even sending spacemen into space. When the Lord Jesus comes, you and I will all become spacemen. At the second coming, Jesus shall reign with the Spirit of the Lord, judging with the righteousness. Out of His mouth will come a rod, and that rod is the Word of God. Whatever He says, that law applies. And the world will be back to Edenic condition. Back as it were to Eden. What is Eden? The very first condition of the world when God made man first. At that time, before sin entered, there was immense blessing and peace. So that's why I've entitled tonight's talk, Second Eden. Now, for those of us who will go through the millennium, will you go through the millennium? Most of you, yes. As for me, I don't know. Because there is possibility I shall be away before the millennium. But during the millennium, you and I who are here will be changed, and you shall reign with Christ 1,000 years. You see? Ah, don't tell me fairy tales. No, dear friends, I don't tell fairy tales. I have none. But I'm telling you the truth. Turn to your Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. And it says there, "And those who are saved at that time will reign with Christ 1,000 years. Oh, dear friends, make sure you are there. Make sure you are there. Yes, this is the purpose of Sunset Gospel Hour. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. It says there in big print, black and white, so sure, so wonderful, so reassuring. Make sure you are a believer. If not, why not? Well, we don't talk imagination. We don't talk fairy tales. We talk real fact. The Lord is coming. That is why we say, are you ready? Are you ready? Really? Now, as you come to the conclusion, I say, Our hope is only in God. What is your hope? What hopes do you have? For the student, he would say, what hope do you have? I hope that I will pass my exams, I will get my diploma or my degree, whatever it is, and that I hope I'll get a good job, and that I hope I can settle down, I hope I can raise a family, and so on and so forth. You have a hope. What is your hope? Our hope for the future. Dear friends, not in these things on earth, although they are essential and good, but it is our hope that we will enter into eternity with God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our only hope. Now, again, I refer you to what the Word of God says. Your hope is in the new heaven and new earth, not even the millennium. That is only a partial hope. Yes, that millennium will come to an end after 1,000 years. You say, yeah, it's so long. Good enough for me. I say, dear friends, not good enough. No, God has something better, far better than the millennium. What is it? New heaven and new earth. Again, you say, are you telling me fantasy, fantastic things? No, dear friends. God's word is true. God's word is faithful. God's word is available in your Bible. Read Revelation chapter 22, and it tells you there. Once you're there, and make sure you're there. And there shall in no wise, listen. You say, somehow I'll be there. No, it's not somehow. We all can aspire to be there, but know the qualification, please understand. There shall in no wise enter into the new heaven and new earth anything which defileth, neither whatsoever maketh a lie, but they which are written, your names must be written in the Lamb's book of life. So I say, the new heaven and new earth is a reserved place. Reserved, not anyhow I can enter. Only for those in the Lamb's Book of Life. Big question for all of us to think. Are you in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your name written there? And there you have your life wish. All of us. If I ask you, what is it you liked for yourself? What is the wish you have tonight? What is it? I tell you, dear friends, of all the things you can ever wish for, there's only one wish. And this is attainable in Jesus Christ. There shall be no more death. No more. You don't grow old. You don't face death. It is a future worth striving for. Amen. Five sixty-six. Is not this the land of Beulah?